Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm so happy to be reading for this series, and especially with the Mad Women, who are incredibly near and dear to my heart. And I wouldn't have got back into writing if it wasn't for them. So, and thank all of you for coming out. I'm going to read some poems from my second chapbook, The Shedding Before the Swell. And it seems like some of us have been reading a lot of mother poems with Mother's Day coming up. And I'm very blessed to have a very great relationship with my mom. But I know that's not always the case. So whether you're a mother yourself or have had that mother figure in your life, I guess this is for you. Before the swell. My mother turned 30, sitting on a beach out west alone, her ring finger stark naked in the sun. Her freckled skin hadn't yet earned its marks. She didn't even have a career to drown in, just the blue of the Pacific stretching across her eyes. I wonder if she could have known the world she was about to give me, the white-crested wave of her old life about to wash out with the spring tide. I wonder if she felt the earth align, sensed the gravitational pull of the two of us. I wonder what it was like when she first held me, if she whispered to the swaddled bundle, what was the stomach before the swell of hollowed breath? What was me before you? This is called Blaze. Because by now I thought I would have found part of me that I love even just enough to stay, or swallow sufficient strength to split open the earth to see its red roots. And because I still haven't, I'm glassy-eyed and tired of looking for something rich enough to stem through veins and reach whatever's left here. Because breath in the body and a pumping heart doesn't translate to life, and because I'm tired of just barely showing up for mine. Because not having a reason is reason alone, but mostly because I still dream of setting the apartment on fire with me still inside, all because I don't remember what it feels like to burn. We thought we were weightless. You carried a dead bird to me in the palm of your hands. Said there is something beautiful about that puffed out chest, limp wings. You said it's like life swelled the body in its death. When you bathe it, gentle with dish soap in the kitchen sink, you don't cry. You hear the flutter of breath underwater. You think of music. And this is my last one. It's called Notes on Shadows. And this is for my grandfather, who passed away. I think of mid-July sun, tracing with blue sidewalk chalk, or lying on cool grass underneath apple blossoms in the backyard. I didn't think you, sunken into a hospital bed, oceans between us, the island of your body shrinking fast like the view of Singapore from my airplane window seat. The lights faded out into deep velvet night with your last breath of air. Did you know then, or was time still too far to touch? I should have been there. I could have filled the spaces between your knuckled fingers before they lost warmth, just out of reach in the darkness. Now Grandma is your shadow trapped in between. She moves through the halls, slow, silent, trying to remember what the light felt like. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm very happy to introduce Jamila Rice.